my shoes and out the door. 5, I'm alive. 6, 7, 8, feeling great. Hello, BYWG Tribe. This is Dr. Noah. The supplement of the month for September is our very own Joint Formula Plus, with the 10% discount code for the month of September being JOINT4SEPT. So it's capital J, lowercase O-I-N-T, the number 4, capital S, lowercase E-P-T. The product of the month for September is our favorite blue light blocking lenses, Swannies. The book of the month for September is The Emotion Code by Dr. Bradley Nelson. At the end of the upcoming podcast, I will go into a little more detail of why we chose these three for the month of September. So stay tuned till the end for a few minute description of each. Keep in mind, all the links, discount codes, and special offers for the product, supplement, and book will be listed in the show notes in iTunes, posted on social media, in our weekly newsletter, and on our website at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com at the Listen Now tab.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast. I'm your co-host today, Dr. Mike Akinfora. I'm thrilled to have with me Dr. Bonnie Feldman on the line. Dr. Bonnie, how are you?
Great. Happy to be here.
I'm really excited to sit down and talk to Dr. Bonnie because she's got a really interesting background, and she's going to be talking about autoimmune disease and the oral microbiome, which we really have not had anybody on the show talk about this in our over, this is going to be our fifth year, our fifth anniversary. So let me read Bonnie's short bio, and then we're going to get right into this. So Bonnie is a strategist, connector, and storyteller, and trend weaver. She has combined her experience and expertise as a clinical dentist and Wall Street analyst to spearhead her current career as a digital health consultant and autoimmune patient advocate, adding in her personal passion, upbeat spirit, and sense of humor along the way. Over 25 years of multidimensional business experience, Bonnie has built two dental practices from scratch, analyzed and evaluated new technology and business models of nearly 1,000 healthcare companies, amassed 3,000 contacts in more than 6 industry segments with an exceptional network of healthcare and technology relationships. In the past 2 years alone, as Dr. Bonnie 360, / your autoimmunity connection, she has interviewed 250 startup companies, attended 60-plus digital health meetings on behalf of the 50 million autoimmune patients, been invited speaker for events including TEDx, South by Southwest, and Stanford Medicine X, featured work in The Mighty, The Medium, The Doctor Weighs In, Forbes, Thrive Global, and more. With her unique experiences as a healthcare provider, researcher, analyst, scientist, and patient, Bonnie bridges diverse industries and helps propel the growing convergence of science, tech, and patient demand towards individualized autoimmune care through her consulting, writing, and speaking. Bonnie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This is amazing. I need you to flesh out your background for people, because you come at this from two completely different realms, it appears to me.
Yes, I bring many different realms over the years. I started as a very happy practicing clinical dentist. I built these two dental practices from scratch, and I still would be a happy clinical dentist had I not had a permanent injury to my right wrist, which precluded me from using my hand in that particular way, as well as other ways, sadly. But it was the beginning of embracing change as a way of life. And for all those autoimmune patients out there listening, this concept of embracing change as a way of life has, which in my case, started as a out of necessity when I needed to change careers. Right now, as a patient, serves me very well, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. So I began this resilience, and I went back to business school. I got an MBA in finance, worked all over Wall Street, and when the market turned down in 2008, I finally had the opportunity to ask myself what I really wanted to do, and then that's when, to my own surprise, I became an autoimmune patient advocate. My second son-in-law, was diagnosed with a bad autoimmune disease, and at that time we were consulting to cancer digital health startups, and I went to them and said, why can't we bring these new products and services that are helping patients get better care coordination and collaboration and help their journey through cancer treatments? Why can't we apply this to autoimmune disease? And these companies said to me I was crazy. And anyone who knows me, that's not what you say, because that's when I became a patient advocate. I did a talk at TEDx about the importance of self-care. And here we discussed a reflection from the last generation. My parents never took care of themselves. They thought that self-care was selfish, and I have been determined to manage my own chronic autoimmune diseases in a different way, and most importantly, for my 6 grandchildren, find new products and services that will help them have a different health trajectory. So I bring multiple lenses, that of a practicing dentist, that of a Wall Street analyst, that as a patient, and also digital health consultant. And when we begin to look at the oral microbiome, which is a new and evolving area, for me personally, it's a joy because I'm coming back to my dental career that was unfortunately ended prematurely.
Fascinating. So let's dive into that. Let's unpack that. What for our audience, let's take it down a notch and describe what is the oral microbiome and how does that affect autoimmune diseases and processes?
So a lot of people look inside the mouth, they go to the dentist, and when I went to dental school, for example, they taught us that you needed to wipe your mouth as clean as possible. It's kind of very similar to the hand sanitizers. Everything was about getting rid of all the bad bugs. The oral microbiome, similar to the gut microbiome, is composed of both good and bad bugs. We'll call them bacteria. There's also viruses, eukaryotes, and other things that make up the oral microbiome. It's not just your saliva anymore, but these elements of your saliva and your oral microbiome need to be in balance. And what we mean by that is just like when we talk about the gut microbiome, mm-hmm. and we talk about how it can be in balance and out of balance, the mouth has this microbiome, you know, filled with bacteria, viruses, eukaryotes, and other things. And it's important to keep a balance so that you have not just health in your local oral environment, but you have health in the rest of your body. So it's a new understanding of this emerging science around the oral microbiome and its connection to systemic disease that's emerging. When I went to dental school, we always learned that periodontal disease or gum disease, which is inflammation of the gums, had an association with heart disease. But that was back many, many years ago. Now we know that not only does gum disease have an association with heart disease, but it also can be connected to Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis or lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or psoriatic arthritis. So one of the important take-home messages is your dentist is not just a tooth repair person. They are actually in charge of the gateway to your systemic overall health via this oral microbiome.
Fascinating. So how did you get involved in this? You said it was your son-in-law that had issues? Like, describe to me how you became a patient advocate. And then the leap from patient advocate to looking at the oral microbiome, or was it all in one?
No, that's actually an excellent question. When my second son-in-law was diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis, mm-hmm. And my own family has a history of autoimmune disease, And I currently have several mysterious or undiagnosed autoimmune or immune-like things, as well as the rest of my siblings. It was at that moment in time that I decided that someone needed to raise awareness of what we call the invisible epidemic of autoimmunity. And the reason we describe it as autoimmunity is most people think of autoimmune diseases, lupus, psoriatic arthritis, Crohn's, by body part. They still see specialists that are looking at individual diseases by body part. So if you have Crohn's, for example, you see a GI doc. If you have Sjogren's, which has oral manifestations, or dry mouth, you usually see a rheumatologist. And if you have psoriatic arthritis, you may see either a rheumatologist and or a dermatologist. So one of the fundamental areas that's still not that advanced, unlike cancer, like cancer was 50 years ago, we used to think of it by body part. Sure. We used to have breast cancer or prostate cancer. Now we think of it by cell line. Now you have a certain type of cell that's causing your cancer. In a similar concept, the scientific understanding of autoimmune disease is changing so that we're now thinking of these diseases as a spectrum. And we're now thinking that these diseases should not be treated by body part, just like cancer. But the medical community has not necessarily translated all of these new concepts and scientific understandings into the research, diagnosis, and care for autoimmune patients. So in seeing these gaps, both as an analyst and as a patient, and as a grandmother, mm-hmm. that's when I said, enough is enough. Someone needs to fix this.
Okay.
And that's,
yeah.
we're trying our best.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did you go about trying to fix this, both on an individual level with yourself and then with your family, because it seems that those of us that are in the digital healthcare space, it starts with ourselves and or a family member and evolves to, hey, I have a bigger calling. I need to help, you know, my community, my city, my state. So how did unpack that for me?
That's a great question. Specifically, I said, I happen to be petite. What does one petite person without a lot of financial resources do to raise awareness about this big picture problem we see in autoimmune disease? And so luckily, what I could tap as a resource was my ability to speak. And that's where I brought the topic to TEDx, talking about the importance of self-care, and also South by Southwest, where we had a panel and discussed different approaches to chronic disease management using digital health. I've also been a curator and speaker at some of the original gut microbiome meetings, which has then propelled my speaking platform into the oral microbiome. All of these talks have focused on the connection between both the gut microbiome and the oral microbiome to systemic autoimmune disease.
Fascinating. Fascinating. So where do we want to go? And you're a storyteller. My wife is a great storyteller. You're a connector. So how did you take that? What propelled you to take that leap forward to bring this out to the rest of the world?
As I was struggling and continue to struggle with my own care, which is part of the mission of our company, Your Autoimmunity Connection, the mission is to get patients to bring the best of what I call conventional, functional, and digital medicine to autoimmune patients. And what does that actually mean? Conventional medicine, we know, we need to go to conventionally Western-trained doctors who treat us with a toolkit of drugs. I am not opposed to that. When we need it, we need it. However, there's a functional, integrative, alternative community, depending upon what you call it, who also has a bigger picture approach to treating the body, and they have a different toolkit. And it was in exploring the functional medicine community for the first time that I began to understand where people, what's missing. Mm-hmm. Many people don't even know about the opportunity to avail themselves in these alternative approaches. And some of them, and they can vary. For example, in my case, I've tried a lot of different movement therapies, which is different than physical therapy. Sure. I've gone to all sorts of Feldenkrais and gyrotonic, and I've just experimented with a lot of things. And I wished that someone would have been my guide. And that's when I decided that there was no guide, and that I needed to be the guide for others.
Gotcha. Now that makes sense. And all this is really centered around, as you said, self-care. And I'll have a link in the show notes to that TED Talk. I think it's really important that people get to know you in all the realms that we're talking about. So you're talking about self-care as it pertains to autoimmune disease. And that's a big running back to tackle. that's a big one. So how do you go about, what does this look like on a day-to-day basis as somebody who is an advocate, somebody who is doing this on a higher level?
On a day-to-day basis, it's a matter of mindset. And what I mean by that is, just like I had to find resilience in my first career change, when for people that have to manage chronic diseases, the mm-hmm. first thing that's different is every day is different. You don't know, for example, which set of symptoms you're going to wake up with. You know, some days maybe you're going to have none, and some days maybe you're going to have a lot, and every day is different. Different personalities have different approaches to dealing with that. At this stage, I just embrace change as a way of life. I call the people in my community fearless experimenters, because we just keep trying all sorts of new things. It takes, on average, 10 to 17 years, depending upon who you talk to translate basic science into mainstream medicine. And autoimmune patients don't have time to wait for that basic science in the evidence base to come up with new treatments and this expanded toolkit. But the expanded toolkit can be found by functional medicine providers or integrative, and also in digital health startup companies. And so that's what we're focusing and working on, experimenting with new tools. For example, if you have a sleep problem, they have apps. One is called Sleepio, which uses cognitive behavioral therapy for sleep. In the oral microbiome, there are new oral rinses, for example, that are working to balance the oral microbiome. And they have natural components, they're not chemicals. They don't have toxic chemicals like the standard mouthwashes. And they actually balance the oral microbiome to set the stage for better systemic health. Other things we experiment with are movement therapies like gyrotonic or Feldenkrais. All sorts of things. So what I would say is, it's a mindset where every day is different. I consider myself to be the CEO of my own health, and we wrote an ebook on that, how you can get started with that kind of thinking, how you can begin to put together your team of practitioners so that you can bring for yourself the best of conventional, functional, and digital medicine.
I love that. That's brilliant. It is the best of all worlds by being able to do that. I have a nice big storm in the background. I don't know if you can the thunder. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about too is in reading your vision, your mission, your objective, and your business, which are brilliantly worded and they're wonderful, and I can hear your passion in speaking about it. And you talk about the microbiome therapeutics and the oral biome and novel biomarkers. Talk to me about what is digital behavior change platforms? What is that?
So when you look at managing a chronic disease and you talk about lifestyle modification, in the olden days, the doctor would always say, yes, you need to lose weight, exercise more, and eat right. But they never, quote, gave you the how of how to do it. So if you peel back another layer and you say, for example, you have chronic pain from musculoskeletal disease. Maybe it's fibromyalgia, maybe it's psoriatic arthritis, maybe it's rheumatoid arthritis. What can you actually do to exercise? I mean,
Okay.
that seems like a very simple question, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
If you go to a conventional medical person, they're going to send you to PT. And in fact, I was a very compliant physical therapy patient once a week for over 30 years. And it never occurred to me during those 30 years to ask, is there something else I could be doing? Until I began to be a fearless experimenter and look outside conventional medicine. And that's where I found this whole set of movement therapies, which include yoga therapy that is different from yoga. Yoga therapy is a small group lessons that focus on specific areas of the body where you want to work on with others. Feldenkrais, which is another movement therapy that helps you to sort of recenter your nervous system by changing some of your habitual patterns that could be increasing your chronic pain.
Sure.
So these are the type of experiments that we're trying and we're talking about. In the digital arena, the behavior change platforms are trackers that help you to look for patterns. They may have artificial intelligence so that machines can also look for patterns. In other words, patterns that trigger your autoimmune flare. Autoimmune diseases are chronic in nature and they can come and go and they vary a lot for every person. A conventional rheumatologist never would have time to follow along your daily ups, downs, and arounds. Some of the digital tools that are tracking and looking at behavior change algorithms are beginning to even be able to predict flares, which is when your disease will be more aggressive, ahead of your flare, by looking at your stress patterns, for example. And if you have this tracker or digital platform that can predict your flare ahead of time, your automated AI nurse, which pops up on your phone, can say things like, are you sure you're drinking enough water? Is your stress level increasing? Should you be going out for a walk? Simple things like that that you're not thinking about. So the components, the digital platforms can be can be powerful in that regard.
That's brilliant. I love that. That's fascinating, and that's multifactorial, and applying it in ways that are not being applied today. Really cool. Talk to me about lifestyle self-hacking with diet supplements.
So there's a lot on the web using food as medicine and or using supplements as part of your additional toolkit. And I would say for autoimmune patients in particular, this is can be very confusing. Every day there's a new diet that comes out. Should it be paleo? Should it be autoimmune paleo? Should it be ketogenic? Should it be plant-based? Should it be autoimmune paleo, autoimmune? They get so many names, and every day, should it be high fat or low fat? You know, is sugar good for you or bad for you? It's extremely confusing. And as a science person, because everything we experiment with and recommend is somewhat based in science, there's all this new information around the gut and the oral microbiome that makes experimenting with food even more complicated. For example, I just came back from a plant-based medicine meeting where they were talking about the advantages of plants over meat. But then when they had the one microbiome lecture, they said, but yes, when you look at how to balance the gut microbiome, that kind of changes the equation. So lifestyle hacking in terms of eating supplements, the microbiome is definitely a work in progress. We believe that every person is unique and that each person needs to find their most optimal approach for them.
That is spot on. Even if you had, even Dr. Bonnie, even if you had a twin, and I don't know if the world would be ready for that, but even if you had a twin, her needs would be different than yours. You'd share a lot of the same, almost all the same genetic material, but there are subtle changes where things need to be individualized for each person.
Yes, and that's actually also applies to the oral microbiome because, once again, it's not just about brushing and flossing that we've known about for a very long time. It's about balancing what is in the oral microbiome. And that has to do with looking at the accumulation of biofilms. Biofilms is that grunge that, you know, begins to sort of go at the bottom of the gums. You can feel it in your mouth, and then the gums get inflamed. That's called gingivitis. That's usually when people go to see the dentist. But then many people ignore it, and that progresses to periodontal disease, which is gum disease. And then the bacteria get into these pockets. They can cause bone loss, and they can also travel to other areas of the body, therefore, the association with these systemic autoimmune diseases.
So let's dive into that. So how does one work to balance that oral microbiome?
It's more than brushing and flossing. It has to also do with the types of food you eat, when you eat them. Of course, we know that sugar foods and sugary drinks and even dates, foods like that, which are sometimes considered healthy, have high levels of sugars, which will be which can turn into decay. So, and if you're a snacker who eats frequently and you're eating a lot of carbohydrates and sugars frequently, then your propensity to decay increases or it shifts your oral microbiome out of balance. Now, to put it back, you would either need to change the way you're eating and or use some of the new tools that are being created, one of which is these mouth rinses. We happen to like one called Elementa, which you can read about on the website. And there's also other new oral prebiotics. So in the gut microbiome world, we've heard a lot about gut probiotics, and there's new prebiotics, and then there's symbiotics, which are a combination of the pre and the probiotics. And similar for the oral microbiome, you can buy and or take or experiment with oral prebiotics, which are designed to balance the oral ecology in your mouth.
That's awesome. And we'll have a link to that as you've written about Elementa mouth rinse. We'll have a link to that in the show notes as well. I think that's really, really important, and very few people are actually talking about that.
Well, and there's also on my website, there's two ones that we've tried in terms of the oral prebiotics. One is called Daily Dental Care, and one is called ProDental, which is made by Hyperbiotics. We're not selling these products at the moment, but we do recommend them based upon my own personal experience with them.
Awesome. What now? And talk to me about the biofilms, because I've heard Dietrich Klingert speak about biofilms as re in regards to Lyme's disease. And you're saying that the biofilms in the mouth, we can break them down, correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. I think it's really important. And that's just for people, describe that again, because you mentioned it, and I don't want people to lose it, because it's really important to break this stuff up in our overall health. Things going into our mouths are the first line of defense, essentially, to break things down. So talk to me about those biofilms.
Right. So we can think about decay, and we used to think that decay was just caused by a few bugs. That's what I was taught in dental school. But now the whole process of decay is part of what we call this ecological plaque hypothesis. And specifically, this is where the biofilms come in, because there's a stress that creates this environmental change in your mouth, and the stress could be the sticky, sugary food, which is then translated into this ecological shift, which is when your oral microbiome comes out of balance. And if you're not doing things to rebalance it, you get a disease, and in this case, it would be decay. So specifically in decay, the carbohydrates, which is the sugary foods, are fermented to the organic acid. And this actually lowers the pH in your mouth, resulting in the net demineralization of the tooth, or the holes in the tooth. So this high sugar breakdown is actually seen in a low biofilm pH, and the increase in acid is what promotes the decay. The biofilm is the accumulation of what I just call the grunge. It's the remnants of your food, or they call it plaque. It's that stuff the hygienist says you're not taking off your teeth. And oftentimes you can see it, you can put your fingernail on it, you can get rid of it. But that's kind of the biofilm as it's accumulating. And there's, in my website, there's a lot of scientific drawings and pictures and articles about how the biofilms accumulate, and they form this whole ecology of their own system where they compete for both space and oxygen. And so it's the to keep your oral microbiome in balance, you want to be breaking up these biofilms.
I love that. Dr. Bonnie, I'm really cognizant of your time. Is there anything that you want to impart before we go? I've loved the interview. You are a font of information, and what else would you like to leave our audience with?
That taking care of your mouth is important to your overall health, that dentists should not be just tooth repairers, that when, if you're an autoimmune patient and you have funny or odd symptoms, be sure and have your team members look in your mouth, but try to choose team members looking at when they look in there.
Dr. Bonnie, where can people find you on the internet?
So I am very vocal on the internet. My website is drbonnie360.com. We are also on Twitter and Facebook.
That is awesome. And you, how often do you write your blog? Because it is extensive.
There is a lot of content in there.
A lot.
Yes.
That is
With
awesome.
a wide range of topics, all focused on bringing, first of all, the audacious goal of reimagining research diagnosis and care for autoimmune patients and helping them, as well as companies, bring the best of conventional, functional, and digital medicine to the management of these chronic diseases.
Well, that is brilliant. That is a awe-inspiring goal. And I think you're just the person to help bring that forward. And with your way of thinking, I don't think there's I think that you have the chance to do this. This is awesome. I really appreciate your time. I will link everything that we talked about in our show notes, folks. I'll also include Dr. Bonnie's blog in our newsletter so that you can look for yourself. I am excited and looking forward to trying out Elementa's mouth rinse. And I'll let you know how it goes.
Thank you.
Great having you on the show. Thank you, Doctor. We'll talk to you soon. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
It's Dr. Noah, and I'm back. In this new format, we will briefly mention the product, book, and supplement of the month for each and every month at the beginning of the podcast, and then discuss them more thoroughly at the end of the podcast. We hope you love this new format. So, the book of the month for September 2019 is The Emotion Code: How to Release Your Trapped Emotions for Abundant Health, Love, and Happiness by Dr. Bradley Nelson. We highly recommend this book. It's on my Audible playlist currently. You can hear Dr. Mike interview Dr. Bradley on the August 19th podcast release. Simply stated, a great listen. The supplement of the month for September is BYWG's Nutrition's Joint Formula Plus. The 10% off code for the month of September is Joint4. SEP, that's capital J, lowercase O-I-N-T, number 4, capital S, lowercase E-P-T. This is a powerful blend of building blocks associated with joint and cartilage repair, like glucosamine and MSM. It also includes nutraceuticals like bromelain and grapeseed extract with anti-inflammatory processes that improve recovery, help manage arthritis pain, and can slow the degenerative process. Are you a weekend warrior? Do you pound the pavement, CrossFit, or do you suffer from osteoarthritis? If you said yes to any of these, or all of them, or you just have generalized joint pain, this supplement is for you. We suggest an initial trial of 3 months to assess the effectiveness for you, and the only contraindications are if you're allergic to shellfish or pineapple. At our website, www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com, we have a resource page and a research page if you'd like more information. The product of the month is Swanee's Blue Light Blocking Lenses. Tribe, using these glasses might be the most effective and cheapest biohack yet. Sitting under unnatural lighting all day, including halogen and compact fluorescence, staring at computer screens or our cell phones for hours a day, and sleeping with the TV on is disrupting our melatonin production and circadian rhythms dramatically, which has devastated our sleep. By using these lenses an hour before you go to bed and to help eye strain during the day, you will see and set yourself up for a much more restful, restorative sleep. I have at least 5 pairs, 5 different styles. In fact, my kids have them as well. I had surgery 5 years ago, and after, I could not use my computer anymore without getting a terrible headache, near migraine status. Using these glasses eliminated this completely. They are absolutely invaluable to me. Check them out at our website link in the show notes and in our weekly correspondence. Thank you for your time, and be awesome and never unawesome.